Thursday, October 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. And we're glad to be coming to you today by means of Christian radio. Would you please join us for prayer? Father, bless us with thy word. Thank that we can study the life of Saul of Tarsus as he was saved, as thou didst change him into a new man. Paul, the beloved apostle and preacher. Oh God, thank you for the great change in Saul's life and the change that you've brought in every life that you've come into. Bless us now with our word today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I like that song we quoted oft times, I guess. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Saul of Tarsus could really say that as God changed him into a new man. God's old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say that when God saved Saul, that he didn't have to put a backbone in him. He already had it. Saul was on the road against him, and God saved him, just turned him around and put him on the road for him. Praise the Lord for the life of Saul of Tarsus, who became the beloved Apostle Paul. We found out that Saul asked the Lord two questions. Who art thou, Lord, and what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord answered both of them. He identified himself as Jesus, that Paul was Saul was persecuting, and that he was to go to Damascus, and it would be told him there what he would do. And you remember we studied how that Ananias came to him and laid his hand on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord that appeared to thee in the way has sent me unto you. Now, what a great act of faith that was. It's interesting, I was just reading in Acts chapter 22, and Paul gives a testimony for this dear man by the name of Ananias. Paul is giving his defense before the Jews who are really trying to kill him. And the Bible says in verse 11, in chapter 22 of Acts, now this is Paul giving the testimony of Ananias. We read, And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus, and one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. Paul gave that great testimony concerning Ananias. Well, on the last broadcast, we left Brother Ananias and the brethren over in Damascus. You remember that when they tried, that is, the Jews tried to kill Saul of Tarsus after he had straightway preached in the synagogues that Jesus is the Christ, they sought to kill him. And then the disciples by night let Paul down, or Saul at that time down, over the wall in a basket. So he comes to Jerusalem. Now he needs recognition there. We were introduced to this second man, and that's where we left off yesterday, by the name of Barnabas. Let me just pick up the context in verse 23 of Acts chapter 9. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. This was in Damascus. But their lying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem. I want to back up for a few minutes now, and I want to speak about some unnamed people here who were greatly used in the will and the work of God. We read where Saul was let down over the wall in a basket by these disciples. But what we do not read is what their names were. The Jews were trying to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by by the wall in a basket. No, we don't have their names, but how important were these brethren? And you know who these disciples represent? They represent a lot of people that I have the privilege to be preaching to right now. You know the Lord. You love the Lord. You serve the Lord. Your name is never in lights. It's never in the newspaper. But there you are, faithfully, tending the basket over the wall. Oh, you probably haven't had to let anybody physically down over the wall in a basket, but you've been there to take care of the servants of God. You know, when God has us to stand at the Bema seat, I don't know how long the line will be and all of that. I'm just letting my imagination run just a little bit here. But I truly believe that many of the people who will be in the front of the blessing line will be people just like these men who let Paul down over the wall in a basket. Never mentioned, never named, but always faithful. And you know the ministry. I know something about the ministry, and I've still got a lot to learn, but I know something about the ministry. I've had the privilege to be in the ministry now for a number of years. And I want to tell you that one of the greatest blessings in this world that God sends our way, that is to those who serve Him in the ministry, is people that have a love for God and have a love for the man of God. You know, when Saul was anointed king, the Bible says there followed him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. God had touched. And I've had the privilege to be in the Calvary Baptist Church as of the time I'm preaching to you now for a number of years. And man, I can run down memory lane today. I told you on the last broadcast about Neil and Burleen Glenn and how God used them to be such a help in my life. I think about many people. Among them was Brother Vernon Henderson that God saved in 1965. And from the time he got saved, so far as I know, old Brother Vernon never looked back. He never slowed up. He kept on keeping on for the Lord, and he served him as long as he could. There are many people that he has met now, for Brother Vernon's in glory now, that he had a part in leading to the Lord Jesus Christ. He helped with the bus ministry. In fact, he oversaw the bus ministry. What a great blessing he was in every area of the church. There's hardly anything in the buildings in the Calvary Baptist Church that his hands did not touch. He also took care of the buses. I mean, he was a man that could do just about anything. And when any news would come from the Calvary Baptist Church, you wouldn't usually read a whole lot about this dear brother and Brother Kenyon Stewart and others that serve the Lord together. But I'll tell you what, they were the men who were letting this preacher down over the wall in a basket. They were the ones taking care of me. I could go into some personal details. I won't today. But old Brother Vernon had a personal interest in our lives, in my life, in the life of our family, as well as the church. And he kind of self-appointed himself to take care of us, and a great job that he did. And I want to say to those of you who are listening out there today, you love God, you love your preacher, you love your church, and you're one of these fellows that tends the rope to let the, or one of the ladies that tends the rope to let the servant of God down over the wall in a basket. God bless you. I'm sure that my thanking you is not going to mean a whole lot today, but when you appear at the Bema seat, when you appear before the Lord Jesus Christ to receive those things which you have done, whether it be good or bad, I believe with all my heart that that which you have done and are doing will be marked up in the good column, and the Lord will reward you for your faithfulness and for your deeds. And let me encourage you to keep on keeping on. Well, I see our time is about run out for today's broadcast. We'll continue this, God willing, on our next broadcast. We're in Acts chapter 9, and we'll meet with our brother Paul, Saul of Tarsus, who becomes Paul, as he meets with the brethren at the church in Jerusalem, and how Barnabas now will take the place of Ananias, and he will introduce Saul of Tarsus, now a brother in Christ. He'll introduce him to the disciples, and Paul, I keep calling him Paul, he will be known as Paul throughout the rest of his ministry, but he will be used of God in so many great ways, and these men who let him down over the wall in a basket had a part. Father, bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Help us to be faithful in Jesus' name. Amen.